For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Last week, a nonprofit research group called EdBuild, which conducts educational studies, released a new report that sent waves of either confirmation or indignation across Shelby County's educational community. It found that race and class have much more to do with the new municipal school districts than anyone wants to talk about, but we are. With me today is Caroline Baumann, community editor of Chalkbeat Tennessee. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Caroline, this report uses an old Civil War term, secession, to describe how white, affluent suburban towns, and not just in Shelby County, are breaking away from larger urban school districts. So why is this viewed as racist and classist?
So this report, released just a couple of weeks ago, highlighted Memphis among a national trend of, as you said, school secessions. And in that national trend, you see majority white, majority affluent areas breaking away from areas that are, you know, typically urban centers, which we know are majority minority and majority poor. So when I talked to the EdBuild founder, she said, you know, if you look at this just on the skin, right, on the surface, it does look racist and classist. But what the founder of EdBuild really emphasized is it was about money. It was about tax dollars and how they were going to fund public schools. Communities which are majority affluent didn't want to be grouped in with this huge group that was majority poor and have to deal with the issues of a big urban school district.
You know, proponents for these municipal school districts say that smaller schools can create better opportunities for their students.
Sure. Research tells us that smaller classes per teacher is a good thing. Municipalities would also say that they can provide more sports for their students, more extracurricular opportunities. But you know, Christopher, a lot of this really remains to be seen.
About 30 states have laws that allow communities to secede from larger school districts. Tennessee happens to be a very permissive state for doing this. The writers of this report say that the ultimate problem that this creates is one of school funding, that when you cordon off areas of wealth and affluence, it creates a new form of segregation. Would we really see a big difference in how much money is being spent for each pupil?
This is a relatively new trend, but what we do know is that after the 2014 pullout, Shelby County schools had to slash its budget, close schools due to declining enrollment, and lay off many teachers.
Some might say that a suburban school district is no different from an achievement school district, which was created to address certain problems within Shelby County schools. Are these mega school districts across the country in areas where communities are pulling out, are they all struggling like we are to figure out what educational philosophy works in one spot?
There are a lot of people in the nation and in the world right now trying to figure out the struggle of what does equity in education mean? But we all have to care. And I think the merger and demerger and all of the chaos around it, you know, while we are still figuring out the ramifications of those decisions, it shows that people care about education in Memphis. There's no perfect formula for education, whether that's small districts, large districts. There are a lot of variables, and we haven't put a lot of time into analyzing that yet. But what I think we know for sure is that when communities care about their schools, the schools get better.
Caroline Baumann is community editor with Chalkbeat Tennessee. Read more about this report and ongoing questions about the Shelby County school system at chalkbeat.org/TN. Caroline, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
This is Morning Edition on WKNO-FM. I'm Christopher Blank.